This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections today, approximate voter turnout of 62.84% was recorded till 8 p.m. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats, spread over 9 states and 1 union territory. Till 8 p.m., 68.12% voter turnout was recorded in Andhra Pradesh, Bihar recorded 55.9% voter turnout, and Telangana recorded 61.39% voter turnout. Jammu and Kashmir recorded a poll percentage of 36.58%, Jharkhand saw 63.37% turnout, and Madhya Pradesh recorded 68.63%. The polling percentage in Maharashtra was recorded at 52.75%, Odisha 63.85%, Uttar Pradesh 57.88%, and West Bengal 75.94%. A total of 1,717 candidates were in the fray for the fourth phase. The Election Commission said the polling process remained peaceful. Srinagar Parliamentary Constituency recorded 36.58% voter turnout, which is the highest in many decades. Chadura, Charari Sharif, Gandarbal, Kangan, Khan Sahib and Shopian Assembly segments recorded more than 45% voter turnout. The Commission said that in an unfortunate incident, a polling official in Champapet, Telangana passed away while on duty. With the conclusion of Phase 4, polling for general elections has crossed the halfway mark, with polling completed in 23 states and UTs and 379 parliamentary constituencies. Campaigning for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha elections has heated up. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing states to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a mega roadshow at Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh this evening. He was accompanied by Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. Prime Minister Modi is the sitting member of parliament and candidate from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat. He will be filling his nomination papers from the constituency tomorrow. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed rallies at Hajipur, Muzaffarpur and Saran in Bihar. He called upon the people of the state to cast their vote for the development of the country. The Prime Minister also visited Takht Sri Harmandir Ji Patna Sahib in Patna city this morning. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a public meeting at Raibareli in Uttar Pradesh. He promised that if Congress INDIA bloc comes to power at the centre, then its first job will be to waive off loans of poor farmers. BSP Supremo Mayawati addressed a political rally in state capital Lucknow. She attacked BJP in her speech and said that the Saffron Party is not going to come to power this time. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies at Dhule and Palghar districts of Maharashtra. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi today. He was 72. Sushil Kumar Modi had in April this year revealed that he was suffering from cancer and he would not contest the 2024 Lok Sabha elections due to his poor health. In a social media post, Bihar Deputy CM Vijay Kumar Sinha said, senior BJP leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of Bihar, Shri Sushil Modi ji, is no more. Stating that this is an irreparable loss for the entire BJP organization family as well as countless workers like him, Sinha said he will always be remembered for his organization skills, administrative understanding and his deep knowledge on social political issues. In Mumbai, 3 persons died and 59 others were injured today after a 100-foot tall billboard was uprooted and fell on a petrol pump and nearby houses at the Chedanagar Junction in the Ghatkopar area. The billboard was uprooted due to heavy rainfall and strong winds that lashed parts of Mumbai and neighbouring metropolitan areas this evening. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have entered the pre-quarters of the prestigious Italian Open Tennis in Rome, Italy today. In shooting, 4 Indian shooters have secured the coveted Paris Olympic quota in the 25-meter pistol category at the Olympic selection trials in Bhopal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.